Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with my colleague Gregory Copley. News from Moscow. Vladimir Putin will visit Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates on Wednesday. That's within hours. He will meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman before going to the UAE, where the COP28 climate conference is ongoing. It is not clear if Mr. Putin will make an appearance at the climate summit. Also news from Moscow that Russia is advancing on all fronts, but especially the eastern Ukrainian town of Avdiivka. This is according to the Institute of Study of War. That is our think tank. And Vladimir Putin toured a mock nuclear facility on Monday as he visited an exhibition of Russian achievements. The Russian president was shown a fake nuclear button, declined to press it. There's something playful about Vladimir Putin, Gregory. I mentioned this visit to the Middle East because there is an Economist article that headlined the week. This is the very smart people at The Economist write brilliantly. They tend to be Oxford and Cambridge graduates, and they tend to favor labor. Putin seems to be winning the war in Ukraine, goes the headline. His biggest asset is Europe's lack of strategic vision. What does that mean, Gregory? If Putin's winning, what vision does the EU have?
Well, the EU is totally fratricidal. It's preoccupied with its own problems, its own economic decline, the challenges of various member states to the center. You've got the disaffection of Hungary, of Italy, and others. So the EU doesn't have a strategy. But the reason why the Russians are winning, if you like, or making the most of the Ukraine war is largely because of their own efforts. And we've seen, as was predictable, that the Europeans and even the Americans were going to, at some stage, slow down their resupply of the Ukrainian armed forces, particularly when the Ukrainian armed forces demonstrated that they were not about to achieve any military victory over Russia in that Ukraine war. So right now, yes, the Economist is looking for scapegoats. They would rather say that than say that Russia is winning the war because Russia has greater strategic depth than Ukraine, or that the Ukrainians themselves are fighting the wrong war. It's back to what we have discussed repeatedly on this program, is that the Russians have the capacity to wait out this war. They have the strategic depth. They have the manpower. And the rest of the world is going to get tired of supporting them. So now we see the situation emerging that even the Ukrainian military leaders and the mayor of Kiev, for example, are saying, time to negotiate. We've made too many mistakes. We've got to end this war. And the question is, how and when? Now, the when part is being debated because the Americans want to make sure that it doesn't impact President Biden's political fortunes in the run-up to the November 2024 elections in the U.S. But the Ukrainian military and political leadership is saying, we've got to stop this as soon as possible, otherwise there'll be nothing left. And President Zelensky himself, who's the butt of most of the criticism within Ukraine, is reluctant to end the war as long as somebody will keep feeding him weapons and money, because he has nowhere to go. If he steps down, he may be able to negotiate a place for himself somewhere in retirement. But if the military, as they've indicated to me and others that they're prepared to do, if the military actually removes him from office, then that's his life over, either in prison or because he won't live. And the latest reports from the mayor of Kiev indicate that perhaps he is positioning himself to take over the presidency or be a candidate supported by the military to take over the presidency at short notice. So that could mean that some steps are imminent. If that happens and then they start negotiations, we have to see what the Russians are prepared to give up in order to make this look palatable on both sides. And the Russians at this stage probably wouldn't want to give up a hell of a lot, because it's quite clear that they have won. They are not going to lose, even if the war goes on a fair bit longer. So what Ukraine can get out of this now is hard to say.
We just have less than a minute, Gregory. Quickly, I wanted to make sure I understood. What we're looking at here is a negotiation to begin soon. Is that what your expectation is?
That's my expectation, and Zelensky is trying to put that off as long as possible.
Zelensky's putting it off, but there are elements in Ukraine that are ready to deal. I understand. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We've got two wars underway, one war threatened, and we're going to Africa, where there are three different countries' sovereignty in doubt because of events. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Biden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.